This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Licata here live at Citi Field ahead of Subway Series Part 2 on this 4th of July holiday. Right now, we welcome in my colleague over at SNY and longtime writer for Newsday, Dave Lennon. Dave, how's it going this afternoon?
Great, Sal. You know why the rest of the world is at the beach and having cookouts today? We're at the center of the baseball universe today.
You better.
Subway Series Game 1.
You better believe it. We're just talking about that. BT's off. I get it. Everybody here today is off. I mean, we got to work. Come on, it's Mets Yankees. You know what stinks really is that I'd rather be on, like, tomorrow. Not that I'm working. Don't get any ideas. But that you want to react to these games.
Yeah.
It is a big Subway Series, Dave. A lot different from the last time we saw these two teams going head-to-head in first place. Yankees reeling, Mets struggling, although winning the last series against the Brewers. What do you think each team is at here going into this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, like I wrote about in this morning's paper, Sal, and I looked back at the last time they met, and we were talking about this is a World Series preview. These teams are flying. They're running away with the division. Nobody's going to catch them. This time, that was about New York City's supremacy between the two teams. This time, Sal, it's really about survival. I mean, it's a whole different theme now. You have the Yankees reeling after getting kicked around in Toronto, falling out of first place. They're in a second-place tie with the Rays of all teams right now. And the Mets, I mean, their pitching staff is on fumes right now. It's not a matter of pitching well this weekend. It's actually pitching to get through it. Again, survival is the theme here this weekend. It is going to be interesting to see who is left standing at the end of these 3 days.
Who do you think needs this weekend more?
I think the Yankees do. I mean, I think the Yankees are really backed up against the wall right now. The Mets had a chance to catch their breath with taking 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. Badly needed series. You saw some flickers. They started to hit there. Brandon Nimmo, you know, little lineup change. So they had some hope, and you could see that in them, a little lightness. The Yankees, I mean, what happened to them in Toronto? Nobody saw coming. The games, you know, they're up 1 minute, losing the next. Bullpen meltdowns, defensive miscues. Their team really searching, you know, to find something that works right now. They need these games pretty bad, in my estimation.
I agree with you. I think it is a bit about the Yankees. But I was saying with the Mets to start the show, they're not out of the woods yet. You're right. Catch your breath a little bit, and that's what makes you feel good. Okay, exhale. We won a series. We're not caving, collapsing, all that stuff. Won a series. But look what it took to win that series. Burning Stanek, Diaz. Now, they had to do that.
Right.
But it took everything they had to win those two games, and now the cupboard is bare. It's been bare anyway. Coming in this weekend, I don't know how you can make a case. You know, man, they're going to have to hit their way out of it, which is something they haven't done. Do you think the Mets can hit their way to a series win this weekend?
That's the part that's concerning, Sal, just because what do we see when this Mets team was at its best? It was the pitching.
Right.
You know, the pitching was bailing out the offense over and over and over again. Now, when the pitching badly needs the offense, it's their turn to step up, and we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen the real explosion that this lineup is capable of. So I think that's what you have to focus on here. And like you mentioned, the part where the Yankees at least have to feel good about, they have that rotation, you know, a foundation in place, a steady block to lean on. Stroman, you know, is what he is coming into this. But then you go to Rodon and Max Fried for the finale. Those are legitimate starting pitchers. the Mets don't really have one for these three games, and that's where it gets kind of scary for them.
Right. They have one starting pitcher, and that's Frankie Montas, who...
who got pounded the last time out against the Pirates.
He's Frankie Montas. Yeah. Tipping pitchers or not, like, how can you trust him?
Yeah, it's quite a predicament they got backed into. I will say, you know, how many times have we gone in thinking we know what's going to happen in these Subway Series, and the exact opposite happens. So strange things happen when you show up in this arena between these two teams. But really, the signs that we're reading right now are ominous from a pitching standpoint with the Mets.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Sal Licata live here at Citi Field, talking with Dave Lennon of Newsday. The one thing I was saying that favors the Yankees coming in, even though they're licking their wounds, losing four straight, falling out of first place, their bats are starting to get hot. Dominguez is starting to hit. Judge is Judge. Stanton, maybe that first home run could get him going. He's still a big threat in the batter's box. Bellinger and so on.
Jazz has been hitting, too, during the stretch.
Jazz, excellent point, Jazz. The Yankees, that lineup, and even with them losing, they still scored a bunch of runs and had more opportunity. Like, they're one Volpe base hit away from really breaking games open offensively. And now they're facing the pitching that we just talked about with the Mets. That's where I'd be a little worried. Yankees bats maybe still a big threat.
Yeah, it's funny how they stumbled onto Dominguez all of a sudden, right? He started playing by accident. I mean, that really hadn't been the plan. And now his bat is on. So, yeah, I think that is an underrated part, because as bad as we're getting on the Yankees right now, and the losses had been piling up for them, they still can be extremely dangerous. And it's going to be interesting to see how Carlos Mendoza wants to handle Aaron Judge. Obviously knows Judge very well. He's seeing the strategy that's worked with him lately, intentionally walking him in very unconventional spots to do so. And why not? I mean, if this is a guy that has the opportunity to break the game open, to beat you every chance he's at the plate, take the bat out of his hands. I think you're going to see that as a prevalent thing, especially, again, when you have the guys facing that the Mets do this weekend.
If for years, last couple of years specifically, I never understood why teams would continuously pitch to Judge. Now, if you're up three runs and it's the seventh inning and Judge is leading it off, okay, fine, right, go after him. I'm not going to put him on that spot, but
right,
any spot where it could be tricky or he could do damage, I'd rather get beat. Now, the thing is going to be on Bellinger or Dominguez or Jazz or Volpe to clean those things up. But I would not pitch to Judge. Forget about even the Mets. Maybe Schneider and the Blue Jays kind of paved the way for other teams going to be like, look, I'm not letting this guy beat me any which way and pitch around Judge. Can the Yankees overcome that?
Yeah, I just think what the Blue Jays saw in Schneider in that is like, listen, you know, this is a team we're trying to catch in the division right now. We have to, you know, play this maybe unconventionally with Judge, really play these games tight, which they did in walking him. And I think what we saw in the past with Judge, and we've asked Boone this and Judge numerous times why he wasn't getting the Barry Bonds treatment, and these other teams would just say they didn't want to give the impression of kind of backing down or forcing their pitchers to be, you know, passive in those instances. A lot of times you'd have some younger guys pitching to him. They want to have him try to build up the confidence, don't back down against facing the best. And I get that. You know, you want to be competitive. At the same time, if you want to beat the Yankees and you want to jump them in the division, play it smart, you know, play it by the book. The best guy on the team, take the bat out of his hands, and you saw that has worked against him.
And remember last year during the Subway Series, Mendy attacked him with Jake Diekman. I forget the exact situation, but it must have been a close game.
Because won that battle.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, God, you can't pitch here to Judge, especially with Jake Diekman. And he ended up getting him out. So, and look, even the best hitters, I mean, Judge was hitting 400. But so, okay, in Judge's case, he fails, what, every 6.5 times out of the 10. But still, I just would not take my chances.
I mean, the other thing with that is that you will find that pitchers can, you know, up their level when they're facing a guy like that. And hitting's hard. Yeah. So you make a couple pitches, get him to pop it up, it happens. You know, he doesn't hit 500. He only hits 390. So.
Last Subway Series. Yeah, exactly. Last Subway Series was all about Soto. It was the Soto Series. Kind of under the radar now because both teams have come crashing down. Soto already made his return to Yankee Stadium. I do think it's important, though, that he gets going against this team and starts to get, you know me, I love Juan Soto, but he's got to get.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not really, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but I love Juan Soto. He's got to get a big hit here. I'm not talking, like, yeah, he's hit some home runs. I'm talking about game-changing. Even last night, he was fortunate that he hit a little roller that got through. Like, yeah, all right, a seeing eye single for Juan Soto in a big spot. It's not going to get it done. Alonso follows that with ripping a double off the wall. Are we going to see the big impact home run from Juan Soto with runners in scoring position?
I agree with the importance of that, Sal, 100%. I mean, I, like yourself, was stunned at what he did in the Bronx. 1-for-10, 3 strikeouts, a single. I mean, no home runs, no RBIs. Going into that, we thought that was going to be his breakout opportunity, returning the Bronx, doing damage to his old team. It was all set up for that. Instead, it was a nightmare weekend for him, harassed every time he appeared on the field, in the batter's box. You're right. He's in a comfortable place now. Obviously, we can dismiss whether or not he's happy with the Mets.
Right.
He had an epic June, you know, player of the month. You know, he's red hot right now. So I think it's all set up, again, for him to have a big series. What changes this? Even though he's in a friendly atmosphere, happy with the Mets, all those storylines, it's a big pressure spot. You know, he's playing the Yankees, pressure on him to come through. So let's see how he does this in the next big pressure spot for him, the second round of the Subway Series.
You know, you're right. It's the complete opposite, much like the teams coming in, because last time it was Soto struggling, and we all thought, all right, this is what's going to wake him up. Because he thrives in this spot. And he got worse, and things got a little bit worse after that. Now he's coming in on a heater off of June. You know, Stroman a favorable matchup today. If he doesn't do damage against him, I mean, Rodon, Fried, whatever. And it really doesn't matter the pitcher, but they need Soto to do damage. They also, the Mets, who were built to be an offensive team coming into the year, have not had Lindor, Soto, Alonso. You want to throw in Nimmo, sure, but they haven't had those big three clicking together all at once. Why do you think that's the case, and can we see that change here sometime soon?
It's pretty stunning. It is curious that we saw Lindor really go into his funk after he broke his toe. Now, he's not a guy that comes out of the lineup, plays through a lot of stuff, had the back issue last year, was still huge in September and the playoffs, obviously. So he can play through being beat up. So I don't know what had really thrown him off. I just think it's not going to last. I mean, we saw Nimmo come through these past couple nights. He had been hitting well anyway, but we saw Mendy finally, you know, mess with the lineup a little bit. You know, how much impact did that have? Hey, Nimmo happened to be up when the bottom of the order got on base for him.
Right.
That's the key, and that's what had really been hurting the Mets all along. Nobody in the bottom of the half of the lineup had been doing anything. You know, Alvarez is in the minors right now. Vientos hasn't been doing anything. They just haven't been getting production from the young players. If they could get the guys below these people on base, maybe that can start to turn a little bit. It's tough to put your finger on why they haven't hit with runners in scoring position. The names are there at the top of the lineup. It's going to come around. Alonso, you saw, hit a number of balls hard last night. It was a rocket off the top of the wall. Even before that, he hit a shot to left center I think he thought was gone, and it kind of died. So you're starting to see his bat get loud again. So let's see. You know, I think the Mets, these guys can thrive on this stage. They're used to it. So if there's a time for a breakout weekend for the Mets, I think this should be it.
You think it's just a spot where the Mets are trying to hold the fort down until Manaea, Senga come back and then go out there and make some moves at the deadline? Or you think that this is a team that could be in real trouble
here? I mean, Sal, ideally, you know, that is a case of waiting for those big guys to come back. And on paper, that looks like it should be a salvation for them. But you're talking about two very fragile starting pitchers. I mean, Senga's a guy who's had incredible difficulty staying on the mound the past two seasons. When he pitches, he should just stay on the mound. He shouldn't be running around covering bases. That's when he's been hurt.
Yeah.
And Manaea, I'm a little concerned about the elbow. You know, they didn't fix anything. A cortisone shot just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a cushion for the floating bodies in there, allows him to pitch through it. The problem doesn't go away. It's still there. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can pitch through that. But hey, you know, the Mets can't complain right now. They need bodies in the rotation. Those guys are legitimate frontline starters, so that's going to be a big help. I also think we were talking so much about a rotation surplus for so long.
Yeah.
They need a starting pitcher. I think that's their biggest thing. I'm not concerned about getting a bat at this trade deadline.
Really?
They need pitching first and foremost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bullpen,
because I think
for
these
sure.
guys, I think these guys are going to hit. I really do. I just think the funk they've been in right now is not going to last.
Not even like center field bat, or are you talking about just not a...
I mean, I think we've seen some exposure here when Taylor has played a lot. But I think primarily right now, pitching is going to be a real issue for this team in the second half.
What about for the Yanks here? We're talking with Dave Lennon on the Newsday. The Yanks haven't been able to hit with runners in scoring position as well. I think that, to me, that's an aberration for both teams. Like, it just is what it is. It's an oddity. What do you think the Yanks' biggest issue is, and how soon do you think they'll come out of it?
Their bullpen has been a problem, and that's surprising for them because every year, you know, season in, season out, that's been a huge strength. For the team, and now we've seen the bullpen blow-ups. Luke Weaver having problems now. I mean, that's a real concern. You know, Mark Leiter Jr. had folded a couple times up in Toronto, too. So, Devin Williams, you know, with the pass ball, you want to blame
Ben Rice
for that, too, of course. So, there's a lot of things. So, there's a couple guys. Are they playing guys out of position? Should they keep using Ben Rice as catcher? They want to keep his bat in the lineup. They got to do that. We're going to keep talking about Chisholm at third base when he should be at second. But the bullpen... Listen, the Yankees are going to find bullpen arms. They always do every year, so they'll fix that part of it. But for right now, to me, that's been the most surprising part for them. The bullpen has really let them down.
You think the Yankees are, you know, still a top team in your mind in the American League? Like, no worries, it's just a rough patch. They'll be fine, like Booney told the team last night.
To say they're still the best team in the league, where they're at right now, I get it. He's trying to do a little therapy, post-game therapy there. I do think they're still the best team in the division for sure. And I'm not concerned about them winning that division. It's going to be a lot tighter than we thought. I still do think they're the best team in that capacity. We'll see how it shakes out over the long haul. So the talent's there, and Cashman will bring in reinforcements at the deadline.
Yeah, I thought Booney was just lying to all of us at first. Now he's lying to his team as well. Oh, we're good. We're fine. We're the best team. Come on, man.
He's a positive guy, and he's just going to keep riding that.
And I get it. He doesn't want the negativity to seep into his team's mindset. All right, Dave, we appreciate the time. See you over at SNY. Enjoy the ball game. Happy 4th of July.
Real deal. Happy 4th to you, Sal. Thanks for having me.
Dave Lennon of Newsday giving excellent insight right there as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.